In today's show, we have news about 5 updates to make your visit easier. Disney World adds more bonus park pass reservations for annual pass holders throughout May. Headline news, trivia, and so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, welcome to this week's show. We got some good, exciting news for you this week. But let's start with, have we done anything exciting in Disney this week?
We have. I took Saturday day and part of the afternoon off, and then Susan and I made it over to the Magic Kingdom for some fireworks, a little tiki birds, and some walking around and check out the visuals on Tron at night, since I haven't had to see them since the lights went out.
Or yeah, how was
the sky goes dark?
Yeah, how's Tron looking at night?
Amazing. Actually, the lighting is spectacular. It definitely makes up for it when the daytime it just looks like a big dome.
Yeah, very cool.
But no, it is really nice at night to definitely check out even if you don't have
a virtual queue or the ability
to ride it. But walking in and just standing in there is actually something to see.
Yeah, I'd like to try and ride it at night as well.
Me too. I want to check it out at night once.
Yeah. Fireworks happily ever after. Still. Still exciting. Yeah.
Still exciting. You do have the projections all the way down Main Street. Yeah. So that is nice to see, and the show was good. Cool. It's been a while since I've seen a fireworks show that wasn't your personal favorite, Harmonious. So.
All right.
Or gone now and sunk.
Yeah, I wish they'd bring some fireworks back to the studios. I mean, the Star Wars thing was great. The Frozen thing was great. Just pick something. I don't care what you do. You know, just pick a theme and go with it. You know, they can't be that short staffed. You know, and most of it's automated. You know, somebody hits a button and the show just goes. You know, the guys up there just making sure. Yeah, the guys up there just making sure things don't go sideways. So
it says push to start, push to stop.
Yeah, yeah. They're not like, start this.
What's the yellow button? We never use that.
Yeah, exactly. Or the red button, for that matter.
Yeah, or whatever color you want to make it at this point.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, James, you want to get into some news?
Sure.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Oh, yeah. Disney Cruise Line debuts new experiences, bringing the imaginative worlds of Encanto and Soul to the Disney Magic. Disney Cruise Line has launched new experiences on board the Disney Magic, inspired by the popular films Encanto and Soul. An Encanto celebration offers guests the immersive experience, including meet and greet with Maribel and Bruno. Sing-alongs and Colombian-inspired drinks and crafts. The new Soul Cat Lounge, designed to look like the Half Note Lounge from Soul, offers live music and jazz-inspired cocktails. And additionally, the concierge space aboard the ship have been refurbished with a new Moana-inspired theme.
Ooh,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
While shore power technology has been installed to reduce the ship's emissions.
Very interesting.
So it got a major update.
Yeah. Wow. We were just on the Magic. Interesting. I guess we got off and went into dry dock.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about 5 things Disney dropped today that I don't think anybody saw this coming. This was like...
I did not.
Out of the blue stuff, I was like, wow. Yeah.
I saw all of this just before we almost went on air.
Yeah. So, number one, they're removing theme park reservation requirements, hold on, for date-based tickets. So what that means is, Yeah, if you buy a ticket and you say, I'm going to the Magic Kingdom on this day or this day, then that ticket will, you don't need to make a park reservation. You can just go. Because they already know you're going on a specific day. Yeah. So why do you have to make a reservation on top of making the reservation? Those will be no longer required starting on January 9th of 2024. 2024, people. Not this year.
We got another.
Next year.
Yeah. 6 months or more.
So if you buy a ticket for January 9th or later in 2024, you complete your purchase and then you'll be all set. So you don't have to then, you know, go and make theme park reservations for those. The other interesting item, the number two on the list, is they're introducing what they're calling good to go days. I'm using my air quotes. Good to go days. And this is for annual pass holders and cast members. So in 2024, not this year, they plan to offer select days on which annual pass holders and Disney cast members may visit any Walt Disney World theme park without a park reservation.
Are you saying like the days of old?
Yes.
I am. Oh.
Yeah. Once introduced, they will roll out these good-to-go days on an ongoing basis. I'm thinking like a 90-day rolling basis. This will be in addition to the recent update, which offers pass holders to visit after 2 p.m. with a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom. And good-to-go days may vary by park and pass blackout dates and capacity limitations and apply... So the other thing too is that they may be different for whatever tier of pass you are. You know, you may get more days if you're a Incredipass than you will as a Pirate Pass. So just be forewarned.
Be forewarned.
Yeah. We'll have to see where that goes.
Check your Disney app.
Check your Disney app. Or stay here. We'll be here.
Oh, yeah. Tell you. Yeah.
Number three, and I can't believe they're doing this, they're bringing back a fan favorite, and it's dining plans.
Dining plans.
So Disney dining plans will be coming back as an option for those staying at a Disney resort hotel who purchase a vacation package with Disney, starting with stays beginning when? January 9th, 2024. Which will also open for bookings on May 31st. So May 31st, you can start booking for January and get your dining plan on. They're going to do this for, they're bringing back two popular options. One package that includes the Disney Quick Service Dining Plan or the Disney Dining Plan. Okay, either one, not the deluxe, I think, and not the premium or whatever it was.
It's the standard dining plan.
Yeah, standard and quick service. So both plans will be a great value for families staying with kids in the parks. All right. Number four, continuing to improve extended park time to Disney resort guests. That's, you know, it's a major perk of staying there, right? You get in early, you can stay later. So for those planning to stay at Disney resorts, they will continue to offer the popular early theme park admission starting in January of 2024 every day across all four theme parks. This is a great benefit. It gives you a jump start in your day. For those staying at a Disney deluxe resort and a deluxe villa, you will also be continued to be offered extended evening hours on select dates at Disney parks throughout 2024. So early theme park entry and extended evening hours require a valid theme park admission and your resort ID. So don't leave home without it. The one thing they didn't mention in this, and I may have to go do some research, is it still just the 30 minutes and then 30 minutes in the morning and an hour at night? I mean, literally, 30 minutes, you could barely make it to Tron if you wanted to stand in the queue. From turnstile to the back of the park. I'm just saying. Here, I just wish this one would go away. But anyway, number five is...
Not even going to go into it today. Yeah.
Simplifying the Disney Genie Plus experience. So Disney is listening to the guests that plan with the Disney Genie Plus service, and individual lightning lane selections are now going to be before the day of their park visit. So we want you to know that they're working on ways, this hasn't been rolled out and finalized yet, they're working on ways that guests can do this for their visits in 2024. So currently is you have to be in the park, and then you can start picking your lightning lanes. So people are saying, we don't want to do that. We want to spend the time in the park with our family and friends. Can't we do the planning like the day before or 2 days before? So Disney is trying to incorporate that into Disney Plus, and we'll have to wait and see where this goes. There's no further details at this point. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to be walking around trying to, you know, talk with my family.
Pick my ride.
Yeah.
Link everybody to this and get it all done.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around with your face in your phone while you're in a park. I just find that silly. So I'm glad they're trying to do this. The day before would probably be good. You could do it at night, at dinner, or, you know, whatever, before you go to bed. Hey, I got, you know, a jump start on our lightning lane. And anyway, I hope it comes about. So,
yeah. Anyway.
All right, what's up next?
Up next, we got a little Disney Cruise Line news. Disney Cruise Line returned to tiered online check-in with launch of Pearl Castaway Club. For you people that have Pearl, congratulations.
Yeah.
I will get there eventually.
Right.
In celebration of Disney Cruise Line's 25th anniversary, the new Pearl Castaway Club level was launched with new rewards and perks to go with it. Pearl status, which I have heard people have already been being updated on their apps with Pearl status already. Pearl status is for cruisers who have sailed on at least, actually has to be 25. You will not be Pearl until you finish that 25th cruise.
How many was it for the Platinum, James?
10.
What?
10. You had to finish 10.
Okay. That's a pretty big jump from 10 to 25.
Sorry.
So literally, okay, so the people that are 25 took one cruise a year for every year Disney's been in operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or did a bunch of three-day cruises back to back to back to back to back.
For the last year.
For the last year, 30 consecutive days.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not per day, it's per cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've sailed at least 25 cruise line vacations, online check-in dates are now tiered depending on your Castaway Club level. Pearl and Concierge, you get 40 days in advance. Platinum, 38 days. Gold, 35 days. Silver, 33 days. And a first-time cruiser, you get 30 days.
Mm. How do we feel about this?
I'm at a two-day difference, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't really know unless there's that something you were really going for and you got the cash to spend, just go get Concierge and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
40 days. In fact, they'll probably take care of it.
Yeah. There's two things that worry me as a gold. Well, a tag along for a gold. I'm still silver. Getting, you know, like Palo and Remy, you know, the upscale dining stuff. And the other thing I worry about, and it's very hard anyway, to get, you know, a cabana at any of either family or adult beach. So
I think we covered that pricing recently, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did.
Ouch.
They did increase that, too. But I don't know, 35 days, then, you know, the problem is, there's probably a lot of Pearl people, and there's a lot of Concierge. And that 40
I've
days,
met a lot of Pearl people.
Yeah. There's that 40
they don't even
days,
go to dining anymore.
Yeah. It'll be very hard to go to dining anymore.
They just float around on the ship and eat the food everywhere else but dining.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Because, I don't know. Even Platinum could be impacted by that. There may be, you know, scraps for Platinum
Two-day difference is it says 2 days, but that's
like a lifetime.
It's a lifetime. Yeah, it's. I mean, you're looking at 2 days. You got a what is the reservation window at the park? 60 days in advance I think.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Like if you know you're going, you need to book it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'd like to. Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out
how this goes,
and we will let you know.
Yeah, yeah. I do. We do have the wish coming up in November, so we'll let you know how that goes.
There you go.
All right. Hey, new documents suggest that the Polynesian Tower is not going to be part of the current contract. It will be a separate association contract. So the latest version of the Disney Vacation Club's public offering statement reinforces the theory that the new tower at the Poly will be a separate entity from the current villa and bungalows. Disney Vacation Club published a revision to the multi-site public offering. This document was updated on February 2023 and reflects the core operating rules for the entire timeshare program with details on every participating resort, including the villas at Disneyland Hotel. Now, here's some interesting things buried in the 95-page document. And I love when people pull this stuff out. First of all, really? You read a 95-page timeshare document? You really have no life. You're bored out of your skull.
Made it through page one and turned it off.
Yeah, exactly. So it says...
I think that was the cover letter.
Yeah, you probably got through that. The passage is a standard timeshare disclaimer that states that Disney is not obligated to complete proposed projects such as Reflections at Disney Lakeside Lodge and Disney's Polynesian Village Resort in Florida. Buyers should not purchase expecting to use these destinations since they may never be completed. The wording is interesting because it still identifies Reflections as a proposed project. So it's also speculated that DVC is planning to bundle the new cabins that they're building at Fort Wilderness with Reflections.
It's a possibility.
I called this. I said Reflections is not off the table. It's just not now, but it's going to come. It's going to come. And I think they've started doing the work for these cabins already because I saw pictures of some roads and things closed around the cabin. So they're starting this work. And I think
they're not going to mess around.
Yeah, I think we're going to find Reflections coming back on the schedule soon. You know,
maybe now, maybe January 9th of 2024.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Hey, we'll see.
We got a new resort opening January 9th, 2024.
We're starting building.
May 31st, you can make your reservations. Go ahead.
Yep. 90 days in advance. Buy dirt.
So you bought at
Copper Creek,
which became the separate contract to Boulder.
The separate contract to Boulder, correct.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because this would give Polynesian another full set of 50 years on another DVC building, land.
Yeah.
Because if not, they would have to roll in with the bungalows that have been there for...
Yeah.
How long have they been there now? A couple of years? Six years? Yeah. They've been there for a while.
Been there, yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting. And I think even the Grand Floridian, the two buildings that they took over, that is a separate contract from the DVC building. So, you know, I think that's just a way that they can sell it again. You know, I forgot what the magic number is. It's like 7 or 8 times per room. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Extending that life.
Exactly. And keep the money coming. That's the key.
I want to know what happens when a contract actually ends.
We're going to find out.
Building it. I know. It's coming. There's still, there's one.
Up. Yep.
There's one.
Yep.
Only one.
Here's my speculation. Let's speculate about this, all right?
Sure.
So Old Key West is coming up, I don't know, in the next couple of years, where their 50 will be done. And I think they're going to offer those people a lucrative deal. They're going to offer them not market price, but just below market price to see if they'll re-sign up for another 50.
Somewhere else?
No, there. Like
there.
Oh, you want your Old Key West resort back? Great. The new market price for that is this. You know, if it's going like $237 a point or whatever, they'll probably say, "All right, we'll give it to you for $175 a point." You know, they'll reduce it a little bit because it is a dated resort, not dated in the unkept way, but you know, it's just it's the same room.
It's 50-year run. It's yeah.
No, you know, the configurations are different. There's usually only one bathroom, not a split bathroom. Blah 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 blah. So, what do you think? What do you think they'll do? You think they'll tell everybody go away, and we're going to get new people, and we're going to resell it again?
That's a possibility. I mean, there's always been, you know, the back of the head. Would they would they level it for a brand new version of Key West or something else?
Yeah, that would be super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the only few hotels, or actually not hotel slash only, it is a timeshare only, but that is on a river direct connect to Disney Springs.
Yep.
It doesn't go to any major park, but it is one of the few.
Yep. Yep.
Because we don't have that. We have that in Saratoga that go to Disney Springs. Yes. Yep. The other two are not. They're just standard hotels.
Yeah. Interesting.
So we'll see. We will find out.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been thinking about it.
Yeah. Hey, if you're an Old Key West DVC person, I'd love to hear
it. Yeah. Send us a message.
What do you think is going to happen?
We want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting. All right. What do we got next?
Right now, Disney World adds more bonus park pass reservations for annual pass holders throughout May. Disney's has added more bonus Disney Park Pass reservations for Epcot and Disney's Animal Kingdom during May 2023. In addition to the previously announced bonus reservations on weekends, pass holders now have access to Tuesdays and Wednesdays from May 9th through May 24th. Here's the full list of bonus reservations.
Yeah.
May 6th, Animal Kingdom and Epcot. May 7th, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios. May 9th, Epcot. May 10th, Animal Kingdom. May 13th, Animal Kingdom, Epcot. May 14th, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Disney, Hollywood Studios. May 16th, Epcot. May 17th, Animal Kingdom. May 20th, Animal Kingdom and Epcot. May 21st, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. May 23rd, Epcot. May 24th, Animal Kingdom. May 27th, Animal Kingdom, Epcot. And May 28th, Animal Kingdom and Epcot.
Yeah. I'm glad they're adding some extra bonus days on there.
Yeah, I used a few of those. They're kind of nice that they just show up they have no effect to your other reservations.
Yeah. And I'm glad, for this instance, that they actually announced them ahead of time. You didn't have to go digging around the app to find out, you know,
they're
still blacked out. You know, at least they're giving you the days, so if you want to go plan, you can actually go plan now, which is a bonus coming from Disney.
It is a bonus.
Yep. All right. Hey, last week we had a trivia question. The trivia question was this. Name the toy that Sid takes from Hannah. And the answer is Janie. Janie is the winner. Janie is the answer. The winner was Kathy. So Janie is the answer. Winner was Kathy. Got it. All right. This week's trivia question is, who does Mr. and Mr. Potato Head treat as their children? So Mr. and Mr. Potato Head treat certain things as their children. What are they? Who are they? Send that answer to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. Disneyfireworks.com. So very nice. All right. Hey, former Walt Disney Imagineering president Bob Weiss received a window at Disney's Hollywood Studios. If you don't know who Bob Weiss was, he was the head of Imagineering. Go Google him. You'll find out all the crazy things he's done in his career. Bob, who recently retired as the president of Walt Disney Imagineering, received a window at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. The window reads, Flower Street Pictures, Bob Weiss, Studio Head, Our Productions Entertain the World. That's the quote. The new window is located above Hollywood Vine, and it was unveiled to Bob and Disney leaders last week. Disney Hollywood Studios is a fitting location for Bob's window, as he was an integral part of the park's creation in the late 80s. Bob Weiss left the Walt Disney Company in 2023. After 42 years after joining WDI, Bob served most recently as a global Imagineering ambassador, and before that was president of Walt Disney World Imagineering as both a leader and a creator. Bob saw countless attractions, lands, resorts, hotels, cruise ships, and theme parks come to fruition around the world. So that's very cool. I like when they, you know, give these people, you know, their, you know, you're there 42 years, right? I mean, the least they could do is put your name up on.
A little recognition is always a good thing. Yeah. It goes a long way.
Yeah. I think I met Bob, I want to say the 30th anniversary of Epcot. Yeah, a very interesting guy, obviously. But, you know, I think we need to start getting some of these people back on the show. We should do an interview show, because I think Bob would have probably a ton of great stories to talk about. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
yeah. All right, what's next there, James?
Disney World removes the ability to modify last-minute dining reservations.
Bum, bum, bum. Apparently, I've been listening to the podcast.
Caught up. They've caught up. Mm-hmm. Disney World has quietly made an update to the My Disney Experience app that removes the ability to make last-minute modifications to dining reservations. Previously, guests could make an in-app modification to dining reservations up to about 20 minutes before dining reservation time. Mm-hmm. Now, Disney World has removed that ability to modify a dining reservation within 2 hours of the dining time. Guests are now forced to call Disney to make any last minute reservations. Here is the updated policy will be: restaurants offering advanced reservations do not allow modifications within 2 hours of the reservation time. The reservation time, and most charge a $10 per person fee to cancel within 2 hours of the reservation time. Yeah. If you don't show up for your reservation, each restaurant's policies are provided when you make your reservation. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, Disney changed its cancellation policy from a day window to the same day 2 hour window. This change essentially brings the modification policy window in alignment with cancellation policy window. The penalty for missing dining reservations is $10 per guest on the reservation. I have seen it higher than that. I think 25 was the highest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, folks, make sure you're well before that 2 hour window. If not, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So we're going July 4th, I think that's a Tuesday. We're staying at Cabana Bay, and we want to dine over at Disney and see the fireworks, obviously. So right now, I currently have 3 dinner reservations.
You better keep an eye on all 3.
Yeah. So one is actually the one we'll probably take to actually eat, which is at Yachtsman Steakhouse. And then the other 2, which is Steakhouse 71 and California Grill, we're probably going to use those so that we can park the Contemporary so that we can go see the fireworks from the 4th floor. That's what we did last year. So we're hanging on to them. We're hoping that we can maybe keep playing around and, you know, get a better time and then just switch it. But right now, yes, I am a reservation hog, and I have three for dinner on July 4th. And I have to play the Disney game. Sorry. Sorry if you're trying to eat somewhere.
I'm already full.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Yeah, I really think Disney's been listening to the podcast, because the fact that you could have done that, gone in, changed to some future date, and then canceled it, that's the ticket, right? You go in, you change it to the future date, and then you get rid of it. Yeah. But now you have to do it at least 2 hours ahead of time. Yikes. Anyway, hey, live stream and gold member shopping spree announced for the 2023 Destination D. Over at Disney World. While Destination D is sold out, Disney D23 announced a couple of updates to the event. The Destination D23 will be held September 8th through the 10th at Walt Disney World, and here is the announcement. Destination D23 live stream. For those unable to attend, and that was probably everybody in the world, select presentations at Destination D will be live streamed on D23.com for audiences to enjoy no matter where you are in the world. What they don't mention is if you actually have to be a D23 member. So you may just be able to watch this on their YouTube, which would be great. Right?
Yeah.
D23 shopping spree, while current ticket holders to Destination D23 will gain priority first access to exclusive shopping opportunities at the event. They will be offering a special separate ticket for D23 gold members who aren't attending Destination D but want to snag some collectibles, exclusive, and marvelous merchandise in the D23 shopping spree. Fans will be offered a chance to take part in shopping at the Contemporary Resort with Mickey's of Glendale, the Walt Disney World Company, and Ink and Paint Marketplace, all of which will be creating stellar lineups of products that allow all fans to showcase their love for Disney. So, listen, somebody at Disney said, wait a minute, there's a whole bunch of people that love to go shopping. We can sell them some stuff, but we can't because they're not going to the Destination Day. Wait, let's sell them a separate ticket, and then they'll go spend more money. Bingo. Thank you.
Got him.
Got him. Exactly. Exactly. So I would assume that the really, really good presentations will not be streamed. Like, you know, if they're talking about parks and resorts, that's probably not going to be streamed. Or movie announcements will probably not be streamed. There'll be the other little, you know, weird things at Disney panel, you know, with Becky Klein and somebody. So anyway, my two cents. That's all. All right, James, are you ready?
Do it.
All right, here's some headline news.
And now, the headline news.
All right, so Carrie Fisher was honored with, finally, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I figured she had one. I mean, everybody else from Star Wars did.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. So her daughter accepted this recognition, and apparently the daughter said a lot of things that pissed off the rest of the family. So
yeah, there's a little bit of drama going on.
Yeah, there's some Star Wars family drama going on. If you like The Lion King, they have a Pumbaa popcorn bucket at the Animal Kingdom. And now they released a Timon sipper. So you got the sipper and the popcorn bucket.
Because why not?
Because you got the dual set, right?
You have to have one without the other. Exactly. They're buddies.
Yep. All right. If you did not, almost a year and a half ago, get the Disney Florida license plate, they are issuing a new Disney license plate, and they revealed this in the Festival Fantasy parade on the, you know, the Grand Marshal car. It was on the back of the Grand Marshal car. That's how they revealed it. And it was on World Wish Day. They they granted the 250,000th wish. So it's not high. It's a light blue. The last one was a dark blue. It's got light blue with a castle. The other one was dark blue with a kind of for the 50th. It looks like the 50th stuff. So did you get one for your car? No,
I did not.
No. Okay. Did Susan?
No.
All right. Well, now's your chance again.
There you go.
Hey, tickets are now available for the 2023 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So if you're coming down August and September, October, you can come to the Halloween party. Tickets are on sale. Select dates are already sold out. So if you are coming and you do want to go, you should probably get your ticket. They've staged more equipment in World Showcase Lagoon to begin work on Epcot's new nighttime spectacular. So Epcot Forever is going to leave. It's a temporary show like it was the last time, and there will be a new show coming in its place. And here's hoping it's better than Harmonious. Please. They can't make it worse than Harmonious, could they? No, I don't think they could. Don't say that.
We had a kite show, if you remember.
That's true. Hey, they're starting to put in the landscaping over at Epcot, so near guest relations, so you can start to see. I will be excited when all of the walls are down, and it doesn't take me 30 minutes to walk from one side to the other side.
Well, there's a cut through now, though.
Oh, is there? Oh.
You can now cut through. You have to go through Spaceship Earth's exit, but you can cut through.
Wow.
So, all
right. Well, there you go.
It has been that has been explored.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. Over at Saratoga Springs, the Paddock Pool and Grill is closing for refurbishment starting yesterday. And they have not said. Then have not said how long this is going to be. So there'll be no grill for your food by the pool. Disney lifted the ban on open flames. And Walt Disney World charcoal grills are now available again. So that's good. Hooray. If you're in Fort Wilderness and you got a barbecue that you couldn't use.
Yeah, you bought 200 pounds of charcoal. You don't know what to do with.
Just put it in the street.
Leave it right there.
All right, and I didn't know this could happen, but the Liberty Bell riverboat broke down, and in the middle of the river. So they used the Tom Sawyer rafts. They went up to like the entrance point and put people on the raft and took them back to land, and then went back and got more people, and they did that until the whole.
Yeah, we're worried about the monorail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to leave that one alone today.
I would have just said to the guy, listen, I don't need the boat. I could just walk back. Because it's only like 3 feet deep.
Literally.
I would have taken off my shoes. I had my shorts on it. I would have just walked back to the dock. Nah, I don't need the boat. I'll just walk. I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You got to love it.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Have you ever been on an attraction and it broke down and you had to get walked off or, you know, something like that?
Off the top of my head, I don't really vaguely remember. Maybe the people mover that has a horrible tendency of making people walk back to the beginning sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't had one break down in a long time.
Yeah. The last time I was on an attraction that broke down was Ellen's Energy Adventure. I was on with my mother, and we had just made it through the first part of the show, and boom, everything just died. So they're like, all right, follow us, got to walk off. Thankfully, it wasn't that long of a walk, but we did have to get walked off the attraction, which is interesting. Interesting fact. If you ever hear a cast member say, hey, Splash Mountain is 101, that means the attraction has broken down. 101 is code for the cast.
It's not no longer wet.
Yeah.
I think Splash Mountain is definitely 101 right now.
Oh, it's 101. It's 101 in pieces.
101 and gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's working on 102 now.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll wait to see what 103 looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. So. All right. That's it, James. We got anything else you want to talk about?
I got a little something here. I'm going to drop on in really quick.
Yeah.
As of right now, Disney is honoring Asian Pacific American Heritage Month at Walt Disney World. Right. If you haven't known, they are doing a World of Voices honoring Asian Pacific American Heritage Month at Walt Disney World. We'll share creativity and contributions of some incredible cast members through experiences. At the Magic Kingdom, I'm just going to brief summarize, but at the Magic Kingdom Park, Moana and Mulan have recently joined other favorite characters in appearances on character cavalcades. Okay. Hollywood Studios over at the studios, you can see Mira, the royal detective from India, has joined Disney Junior's motorcade. Mm. Over at the Animal Kingdom, during the midday, don't miss a Moana-themed sand sculpture.
Ooh.
Over at Epcot, Mulan is also visiting Epcot once again, where you may see her welcoming guests to the World Showcase as a part of the Princess Processional.
Ooh.
And also, there are opportunities to dive deeper into rich cultures in both countries through art, entertainment, and, of course, food. Lotus Blossom Cafe at China Pavilion. You'll find a staple of comfort food there. And also you may want to try the Lotus Blossom Cafe. Will also serve a red bean ice float.
Oh, cool.
You can also find other stuff in throughout Disney. I believe Disney Springs is also taking part in this. I know for a fact Boathouse does have a drink called, it's the one you saw on photo.
Oh,
yes, that's called the Rising Tide, I believe. Ooh. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's a gin inspired drink. I heard it wasn't too bad. I'm not a big gin fan, but I heard it wasn't too bad. So if you all are interested into trying something new or going to see some characters you don't generally get to see every day. Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Enjoy a little of the Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. I'm glad they're doing something. They always are inclusive and supportive of all peoples.
Yes.
All right. All right, kids, as we'd like to say around here, if we don't see you online, we'll see you at the Disney Parks Podcast. Oh, should remind you, there will not be a show next Monday. We are not going to be here. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a moon out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.